Today is the 11th Sunday after Pentecost. The scripture lessons them from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 through 8, and the Gospel of John chapter 6, verses 35 through 51. The message is titled, Bread of Life. Hear from the Word of God from 1 Kings chapter 16. And again, the setting is just after Elijah's great victory on Mount Carmel and the calling of the rain to return. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a message to Elijah to say, May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them. Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he himself went a day's journey into the desert. He came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the tree and fell asleep. All at once, an angel touched him and said, Get up and eat. He looked around, and there by his head was a cake of bread, baked over hot coals, and a jar of water. He ate and drank, and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time, touched him, and said, Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you. So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. Here ends our first reading. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter, beginning at verse 35. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life. And I will raise him up at the last day. At this, the Jews began to grumble about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They said, Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven? Stop grumbling among yourselves, Jesus answered. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I begin with prayer. Lord, God of inconceivable power, incomprehensible glory, immeasurable mercy, unspeakable kindness, look on us in your tender love and show your rich mercy and compassion to us and those who pray with us. Amen. There are seven. Yes, there are seven of these recorded in the Scriptures. Seven written to record for posterity, for you and I and the generations to come. Seven I ams. Seven ego eimi statements of Jesus. The seven are: I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the gate. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the vine. Several of the I ams are on this banner that is next to me as we looked at this past day camp, learning about I am, the statements of Jesus. Jesus speaks these. He speaks them about himself, about who he is, and demonstrates the truth of each statement through what he does. For example, in John chapter 11, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Just before Jesus calls Lazarus back to life from the decaying, lifeless corpse that was laid in the tomb 4 days earlier. Here in John chapter 6, there is Jesus' creative miracle of providing more than enough bread and fish to feed the thousands in the wilderness. The day before, he says, I am the bread of life. Bread. Bread, such a marvelous gift from the Lord. Can you explain how mixing together a crushed grain becomes daily sustenance for us? Science can explain the chemical processes as the ingredients come together. However, science cannot, and science is incapable of answering why. Why of it all? Why these ingredients brought together interact in such a manner to develop into delicious, nutritious food for us? And how did the early people come to discover that picking grain and then threshing the grain and followed by let's grind it between some rocks to produce a powder to mix with other things and all that and mix it together and it'd provide nutritious food? I mean, how did that come to be? Were they one day walking through the field of wheat and said, hey, let's pick some and take these to the rocks and grind it and mix a few other things and then throw it in the oven to bake it? The other looks at him and says, what's an oven? I mean, that's right. They need to invent the oven. Let's heat it up and bake it on the rocks. Where's their fire? How did this all come to be? You get the picture I'm drawing here. The absurdity of saying these things just happened by chance over eons of time. I see the hand of a loving Father. Do you? The extraordinary property of bread. And then the commonplace of bread. I mean, all around the world, you find some form of bread as a daily basic part of life, a necessity. It's in the daily diet of life just about wherever you go around the world. Wheat, barley, I mean, all the different grains, even corn. All the grains around the world. Now, in the East at the time of Jesus, wheat was more expensive, barley was the cheaper grain, and it was the food of the poor. It was barley loaves. Barley. What we learned then, barley being the cheaper to purchase, means those 5 barley loaves that the little boy gave to Jesus, it means it came from a boy of little means, of a family of little means. And it was very generous to give the 5 barley loaves to Jesus the day before. He gave what he had. It was very generous. The Lord took that bread, broke it, blessed it, and gave it, and it fed the thousands. The Lord God includes bread as an essential and holy part of worship in the tabernacle. The Lord stipulated when he spoke to Moses, this is how you are to make the tabernacle. This is what it's be in the tabernacle. This is how you are to worship. The Lord God stipulated that there in the holy place in the tabernacle, on that special acacia wood table covered in gold, there you're to place special bread. It's known as the show bread, baked of the finest flour into 12 loaves, and to be placed there 2 stacks of 6 on that gold table in the presence of the Lord in the holy place of the temple. Bread to be replaced each week with only Aaron and his family, the high priest and family, eating the bread that was removed from the holy place. Then on the hillside, 5 small barley loaves became more than enough, displaying that inconceivable power, also that unspeakable kindness, that compassion that Jesus had for the people, that the people came searching for Jesus to provide another meal, to provide another meal after another meal after another meal. They came searching to Jesus to have their bellies filled once again. Jesus said, written in John chapter 6, starting at verse 32, Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. The word translated as true here is very interesting. The word literally means made of truth. Made of truth. This word emphasizes then the connection, the unity of what is true and its source, its origin. Jesus is the true bread. He is made of truth. And this is very important because Jesus is the true bread. Jesus is the true bread because Jesus came from the Father. It is my Father who gives the true bread. The true bread is Jesus who came down from heaven to give life to the world. It is the Lord who gave the manna in the wilderness. And now it is the Lord God, the Father, who gives you, who gives me, he gives Jesus. He gives to you and me, Jesus, the true bread. It is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. Or using the wording from John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Make the connection in your heart. For this crowd in Capernaum, they did not make the connection. They came for more food. They didn't come for Jesus, who Jesus is. The crowd is eager to have the bread Jesus is speaking about, but they still don't understand. Picture this in your mind. They picture in their minds the daily bread, that manna that was provided in the wilderness years before. They were just fed in the wilderness. Great! He will feed us again this daily bread. Come on, from now on, give us this bread. Written in John chapter 6, starting at verse 35, then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. Jesus is plainly telling them plainly who he is. I've told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. Jesus continues teaching to open their eyes, to see, to truly see who he is. Who is he standing right before them? Their response grows into grumblings. John chapter 6, beginning at verse 41. At this, the Jews began to grumble about him because he said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. They said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven? A smoldering, growing discontent was mumbling through the crowd, making waves through the crowd. How can he come down from heaven? We know his father Joseph. We know his mother Mary. We know his brothers. We know his sisters too. How can he say, I came down from heaven? Looking at him, looking at Jesus, they see Jesus, the son of the carpenter, Joseph. They recall the boyhood of Jesus. All their previous experiences can't be shaken off to open up to who Jesus truly is. Jesus ratchets up the teachings, raising the tension by drilling home even more who he is. John chapter 6, verse 44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. This is the word order translation from the Greek into the English, in word order from the Greek. No one is able to come to me if not the Father, the one having sent me, draws him, and I will raise him up in the last day. No one is able. This means, the Greek word means, no one has the ability, no one has the power to come to Jesus unless the Father first draws them in. And that word draws them focuses on the attraction power involved in drawing in other words, persuading, that image of inbirthing of faith as one is persuaded Jesus is the Christ. It's just as Martin Luther describes, faith is God's work in us that changes us and gives us new birth from God. It kills the old Adam and makes us completely different people. It changes our hearts, our spirits, our thoughts, and all our powers. It brings the Holy Spirit with it. Yes, it is a living, creative, active, and powerful thing, this faith. And Jesus says, I will raise him up at the last days. Raise up. That literally means to stand again after being laid down in death. You're standing up again after being laid down because you're dead. So stand again. I will help make them stand again in the last days, in the resurrection to come. The last days means those echelon, the days that are come, the last days. You know that last day, that glorious day to come when Jesus comes riding on the clouds with all his glory shining as the sun, with the trumpets calling and raise your voices in Zion, salvation has come. That's the image here. The image found here when Jesus says, raise him up at the last days. That day is to come with all that glory. Salvation has come. And now Jesus turns the attention and points to the prophets by saying, it is written. The customary way to refer to the writings of the scriptures of Torah, the holy writings of scriptures. It is pointing to the scriptures, showing the authority there is residing in the scriptures. These words of Jesus shows that the prophets wrote about him, and what he is doing is fulfilling the scriptures. If they would pay close attention to the prophets, in other words, pay close attention to what is written in the scriptures, they will see Jesus is the one foretold who would come and fulfill all these things. They would learn from the prophets, Jesus is the Christ, the one to come, this Jesus. Believe Jesus is from the Father. John chapter 6, beginning at verse 47. I tell you the truth. He who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Verse 47 starts with amen, amen. In the Greek, amen, amen, it is a marker, it is an emphasis marker, that what follows is of pivotal importance, and more even great spectacularly to focus on, what follows is the truth. He who believes has everlasting life. Why? Jesus says, Ego eimi ho autos tes dos. I am the bread of life. So, life, all of life, physical and spiritual life. I am that life. Ego eimi ho autos tes dos. I am the bread of life. All of life, physical life, spiritual life, all of life throughout all of creation is derived from this. In other words, only comes from and is sustained by that life residing in God's own self-existence. God's own self-existence is life. That life has been given to us. That I am belonging only to the Lord God. That I am, that ego eimi, is found in Jesus. That self-existing life is in Jesus, for Jesus is God. I am the bread of life. For contrast, Jesus then circles back around to the manna in the wilderness. The manna provided daily sustenance to keep the people physically alive. Still, death came to them in the wilderness wanderings. The bread that Jesus offers is so full of life. It is very life in itself. You eat of this, you will not die. How? How to put the wonders of eternal heaven into human words? That's what's taking place here in Gospel of John chapter 6. Taking the wonders of heaven and putting them into words to try to communicate to us. That's the difficulty here in chapter 6. We could spend hours, invest hours into going word by word by word through these verses as Jesus speaks of these heavenly realities. How to put these words into reality. Jesus is life. The bread of life. The living bread. Bread Jesus will give for the life of the world. This bread is His own flesh. His own flesh to give for life for the world. As the bread in the wilderness was lifted up a couple days ago, the day before, and Jesus fed the thousands, He lifted it up, He broke it, He gave thanks, and then the thousands were fed on the hillside. Jesus will lift the bread up in the upper room during the Passover feast, give thanks, and break the bread, and say, "This is my body broken for you." Remember, John chapter 6 opens with giving us the time of year it was. John chapter 6 verse 4 tells us the Passover feast was near. So Passover is on people's minds too, as Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." The Passover, "This is my body broken for you." As the bread in the wilderness was lifted up and giving thanks and broken to feed the thousands, Jesus will be lifted up and broken on the cross to give life to the world. Those things to come are behind these words Jesus is speaking here. That is how the life that is in Him will become the life in us. The breaking of His body for our sins. Years later, John would write, it's written in 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, "He, Jesus, is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world." That's how He's giving us the life, being the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Jesus is the life-giving bread. For Jesus is the living bread. The atoning worth of Jesus being the bread of life must be inwardly appropriated by faith. This bread of life is to be partaken of, to be received by faith. As John says, records in chapter 6, verse 47, Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life." What you believe makes a difference. It's an eternal difference. Go ask Elijah. Elijah about that battle on Mount Carmel, where the fire of the Lord fell at the prayer of Elijah. The people responded, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God." The false prophets of Baal were dealt with. They totally failed. They're dealt with. Elijah's prayer then raises the rain clouds after years of drought. And the power of the Lord enables Elijah to outrun Ahab's chariot. Still, Elijah runs away in fear for his life. In the desert under the broom tree, Elijah says, "I've had enough, Lord. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." To this, the Lord sends an angel to Elijah with bread and water. A second time, bread and water were delivered. Second time, the angel said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." This bread gave Elijah the strength to travel 40 days and 40 nights through the wilderness to Horeb, the mountain of God. Still, the food, even though delivered by an angel, did not provide eternal life. Only one food provides eternal life, and that is Jesus, who is the living bread, who is the Christ. "Get up and eat, for the journey is too great for you." This life, living life, is too great for us to do. We need the living bread. Only Jesus, the bread of life, Jesus, the living bread, can provide what you need for the journey through this life and the journey into the life to come. Only in Jesus is found true life, for Jesus is the true bread the Father gives. Manna in the wilderness couldn't do it. These cakes delivered to Elijah, provided by the angels, couldn't do it. Only the true bread the Father provides can and does give life. The true bread of God is he who came down from heaven to give life to the world. This is Jesus. Only Jesus. For this reason, the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2, "For I resolved to know nothing while I was with you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." Jesus said, as written in John chapter 6, Jesus said, starting at verse 47, "I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." In the night in which he's betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, saying, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you." Jesus is the bread of life given for you. The bread of life given for you. Amen. And amen.